Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. Tonight I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in beautiful and rainy Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you tonight. Tonight our title to our brief devotion is When God Shows You His Sense of Humor. When God shows you his sense of humor. Turn with me, beloved, and open up your ears and let me saturate your mind with this word. Psalm 37, the Bible says, "Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil doing. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked man will be no more. And you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land, and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and bent their bow to cast down the afflicted and the needy, to slay those who are upright in conduct. Their sword will enter their own heart, and their bows will be broken. Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord sustains the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will be forever. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they will have abundance. But the wicked will perish, and the enemies of the Lord will be like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke, they vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not pay back, but the righteous is gracious and gives. For those blessed by him will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be cut off. Verse number 23, as we close, the steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I need you to know that it is very difficult, tempestuous, and even arduous to be in an environment where you feel like you are surrounded by people who hate you, who are your enemies. You have to eat with them. You have to work with them. You have to be surrounded by them. You have to worship with them. And it just seems like they're doing all the wrong things. You're trying to do all the right things. And it seems like they are prospering beyond to the degree your level has been able to prosper. And it just feels like you should be having the things that they are having. Because can I tell you on tonight, David understands what you're going through, because David was surrounded by his enemies. But as he was surrounded by his enemies, he penned Psalm 37 to help us understand that even when you're around evildoers, still do good. Even when you're around people who try to do everything they can to slander your name because of your good conduct, while yet they demonstrate bad conduct, keep trusting in the Lord and wait on the Lord, because he says that we will be blessed, those who do good and those who are righteous, and the Lord is going to give you what you need, because he is a gracious God and a wonderful God. As a matter of fact, he says on three occasions in Psalm chapter 37, in verses number 1, 7, and verse number 8, he says, "Do not fret." The word "fret" there is a word that means to burn or be kindled with anger. And I'm hoping that I just saved somebody from going to jail for assault and battery, because you're so mad at your enemies, you are at the cusp and the point of no return, that you're about to pay them back for all the wrong they've done to you. Vengeance does not belong to you, my brother or my sister, ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls. Vengeance belongs to the Lord, because the Bible says in verse number 13, that the Lord laughs at the one who plots wicked against the righteous. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees his day coming. So in other words, the man that thinks, or the woman that thinks, that they are getting away because they are trying to do things against you. The one who is trying to act like they're close and wanting to be your friend, but you know secretly they talk about you behind your back and they try to get you fired and they play both sides of the story always, and they are as dishonest as dishonest could be, and you know it, and the word of God tells you to do something that your body and your mind does not want to do. God says, do not fret. Do not allow your anger to be kindled, because the Lord is laughing. If you ever wanted to know when the Lord demonstrated a sense of humor, it is when your enemies think that they are getting away. Lord, have mercy with what they are trying to do to you. So you don't have to worry about it. But there are two things I want to share with you, and I'll close early on tonight. You need to know that the Bible says in verse number 9, for evildoers will be cut off. That means that at some point God is going to judge those who are evildoers, and they will be cut off. But the Bible says in the text, in the A clause of the text, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. So what should we do tonight? We need to wait on the Lord. The Lord wants to give you some blessings. And can I tell you that He wants to give the righteous some blessings? So you have to sit there and not act like there's nothing that you could do. You are doing something when the people around you are your enemies. You're trusting, Lord have mercy, you're trusting in the Lord while evil is taking place around you, because you know that the God that you serve laughs. He laughs because He knows that the person who is going against His child, He sees their day coming. God says, I see their day coming. And that person has a day if they don't repent and get right with the Lord. So you must keep in mind, beloved, that you must always do good. You must always do good. And sometimes it will seem like maybe it's okay for me to cut this corner. Maybe it's okay for me to go with the lie. Maybe it's okay to undercut somebody else because they undercut me, they undercut my family, they undercut somebody who I love. Notice what David says in Psalm 37 and verse number 16. Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many wicked. In other words, it is better to sit there with a hole in the bottom of your shoe and be righteous than to cut corners and sin and get money in ways to which God does not approve of, because you know that it is not God who is giving you that. It is the devil who is getting you that, and you cannot cut corners and be blessed by God. For the Bible says the Lord sustains the righteous, for the arms of the wicked will be broken. I just believe that there is so many uplifting verses in this chapter. Let me leave you with this, and I'm really done tonight. Here it is. The Bible says in verse number 23 of Psalm chapter number 37, I want to read this for you in the King James Version. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Did you hear what I just said? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The question is the Lord ordering your steps? The New American Standard translators use the word established, which means to be firm. That means that they are appointed, they are directed, they are established by the Lord. They are prepared by the Lord. So if you want to make sure that you are going and being guided and being led in a direction of the Lord so that the Lord could bless you, your household, your family, your church, from your generation and generations to come, you must know that you have to be a person who has their steps established by the Lord, ordered by the Lord. I go to places because I believe that even though I feel surrounded by my enemies, the Lord is guiding me and directing me to go in the path of righteousness. It does not matter if they talk about me. They could say whatever they want. They could lie on me. They could do whatever they want to do. And my mama used to always tell me when I was a boy, she said, son, they're going to be some people who have their heaven on earth. But she said, we and our house, we're going to have our heaven in heaven. And while we live on this earth, we are going to trust God, Lord, have mercy, to order our steps. Will you just ask God right now to order your steps? I can't hear you, but God can hear you. And this is between you and God. Do me a favor, just ask God right now. Say, God, order my steps. I want to go, Lord, where you want me to go. I don't know if I could pay these bills, but I know you could pay these bills. I don't know if I can get past this dilemma, but I know you could help me get past this dilemma. Lord, I don't know where I need to go for my next job, my next payday, my next route about with the doctor, but Lord, I need you to send me where you want me to go. And I just need you to do it one more time. Just ask the Lord to order your steps. God laughs when your enemies think they're getting over on you because he sees their day coming. All he wants you and I to do tonight is trust in him. Have the boldness, have the braveness to trust in the Lord around people who you know don't like you. They have said, I just don't like you. Have faith and trust in the Lord around people who treat you functionally and behaviorally as if they don't like you, because it does not matter what people try to do, because when the Lord gets ready to bless you, there is no devil in hell or earth that could stop God from bringing a blessing with your name on it directly to you. So if you're with me tonight and you know that your days are not always rosy, your days are good, some of them are bad, you feel challenged to the core of your being, you have been infiltrated with demonic spirits all day that try to block you and stop you from operating in your divine destiny, that's okay, because David tells us, even in the midst of thine enemies, all you have to do is trust in the Lord and do good, even when people do not do good to you. Sometimes the people who should be doing, who you do good by, do evil by you. But don't worry about it, because you're not expecting them to bless you. God is going to bless you. God bless you tonight. If you have a prayer request, dial number one on your phone right now. We'd love to pray for you. Trust in the Lord. Do not fret. And make sure you do good. God bless you tonight. Dial number one on your phone and we can pray for you. God bless you.
Caller ending in 2698. You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please. Caller ending in 2698. You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time. Caller ending in 5707, you're on the air live. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Yes, good evening, Brother Jones. I'm asking for prayer for my husband, Eddie, and for our family, that God would heal us and continue to bless us and continue to order our steps. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. We'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer. Good to hear from you tonight. Caller ending in 3964, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Yes, good evening. This is Sister Pam. First of all, thank you for the message. I wasn't able to hear all of it, but just asking God to please order my family's steps and that we will keep him first in all that we do. Continue to pray for healing for my husband, especially on his foot. They're looking at it to see if there were some cancer cells in it. So just please pray for him on that behalf. Continue to pray for Kennedy, and especially for his schooling, as well as my daughter, Jayla. that we will all keep God first in all that we do, and pray for my children at school and my mom and my dad. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Pam. We'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother Jones. I had the old mute on. Apologize. Just thank you for a wonderful message. Continue prayer for ministers like you that's spreading the word throughout the body. And pray for our elders. And continue prayer for our youth and newcomers. And everyone on the call this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. We want to thank all of you. We have people all across the country with us tonight. These links are on our website. It is blogtalkradio.com/passionforchrist-. We'd love to have you go to the archive link and share this link with as many people as you can who would be encouraged by the devotion tonight. And we thank all of you for being with us. We have another person that just popped on the switchboard. Caller ending in 8952. You're on the air live now. Please hit your prayer request.
Hi, this is Sheila McNair. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the message tonight, a very rewarding message, and thank you for it. And may God bless you and your family. I'm coming asking for prayer. If you would please pray for my housing situation, that the apartment people are doing a lot of renovating, and I think when we was out for 3 weeks that I had to be put in the hotel, and now I think they didn't pass the inspection according to what they needed to do. Now they're back in again, and this time the landlord is not willing to pay for me to go anywhere else. So I would ask that you please pray that for my housing situation. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll certainly be praying for your shelter and that God provides favor for you on tonight. And we appreciate all of you tonight for logging in to Passion for Christ, a radio broadcast of the Grace Free Church of Christ here in Anderson. I would that if you could and would, that you bow with me, if you're physically able, for a brief word of prayer or just direct your heart to the Lord right now. Thank all of you for being on the line tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for being a God that we could pray to, a God that we could call on, a God that knows the very hairs on our head, which gives us hope and confidence that you know what we're dealing with because you're invested and involved in the deep, intimate parts and fabrics of our lives. And we just thank you for being so closely connected to us in such a way that it gives us the confidence that we need, that we could pray to you and trust in our prayers that you hear us and that you'll answer. Lord, we thank you for your psalmist tonight, David, who penned these encouraging words on the pages of inspiration that we could read and glean positive, powerful, persuasive, and plain information that we could use for the vitality of our spiritual lives and our souls. And Lord, we're just so grateful tonight to know that you will order our steps. Help us be that good man, that good woman, that good boy, that good girl. Help us with all the things that your people stand in need of, from diagnoses, that you will keep disease and sickness away from those who prayed for those things, that you would encourage children in schools and families and husbands and wives, and that you'll be with those who need shelter, and that you'll be with the body of Christ as a whole, that we could encourage one another with encouraging words and smiles and hugs and love, and that we could be the body of Christ that is just so attractive that the world would want to be a part of our fellowship in churches of Christ. Lord, we thank you tonight for those who just need prayer for family and protection and financial blessings. And most importantly, Lord, we just thank you for being our God and that we have a God like you, for there is no one else like you on this earth. And you are our master. And we pray, oh God, that you be with us, watch over us, protect us, love us, lead us, order our steps, and guide us. Thank you, O God. Continue to bless us. We thank you for all you do, all that you're going to do. Continue to be with us. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
Concentrate on the things you learn and obey His best command.
He'll receive you, yeah.
He'll receive you with all
open arms to the Lord.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to His disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.